course with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a haughty high-o Silver, the Lone Ranger. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger.
I know something you want to get from your grocer right away, the special Wheaties blackboard package. You see, there's a blackboard right on the back of this package, one you can write on with regular chalk. You can play games, draw pictures, write notes, practice spelling, all sorts of things. And you can use the Wheaties blackboard over and over again, wiping it off each time with a cloth or a regular blackboard eraser. In fact, it's a good idea to get several of these Wheaties blackboard packages so you can let your friends join in with the fun, playing tic-tac-toe or having drawing contests. Or maybe you'll want extra blackboards so you can save your own best drawings. Now, there's no extra charge for the blackboard, nothing to do, nothing to send in. You just pay the regular Wheaties price. So look for the Wheaties package with the sign on the front that says Blackboard. That means there's one of these wonderful blackboards on the back ready to use. Be sure to pick up several. They're at your grocer's right now. Just ask for the special Wheaties Blackboard package.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. I am Silver. Away!
Roscoe Marsh and Frank Rice, professors of astronomy, adjusted a powerful telescope on the summit of a hill. The men, on leave from an eastern university, were seeking a site for an observatory. Professor Marsh said,
"We'll make a final check on the haze that rises from the gorge between here and Mount Messiah."
"Are you focusing on that old cabin on the side of Messiah?"
"Yes." "Well, the old man who lives there has visitors."
"That's unusual. It's the first time we've seen anyone in this area except the old man."
"Yes, two horses are standing there. Frank, huh? One of the men has a gun. He shot the old man."
"Shot him?"
"Now the two are dragging the old man into the cabin. Here, you watch and describe the men when they come out. I'll have my notebook ready to write down what you say."
While Professor Rice kept his eye to the telescope, his associate looked at his watch, noted the time in a notebook, then wrote the dictated description of the two gunmen.
"Now one of the men is opening a box, taking out papers, unfolding them." "Oh, going too fast for you?"
No, I'm getting it."
"Wait, Roscoe. Smoke's coming from a window. They've set fire to the cabin."
"With the old man still inside?"
"Yes."
"Frank, someone's coming."
"What?"
"There. Look, a masked man."
"And an Indian."
"Don't be alarmed.
Don't shoot us. We're unarmed."
"Easy, steady, big fella. Easy, fella. You've nothing to fear. We're friends."
"But that mask..."
"It serves a purpose, but it's not the purpose of an outlaw. We saw your telescope from the valley and came here because we're interested. Who are you?"
"I'm Professor Rice, and my colleague's name is Marsh, Roscoe Marsh. He, too, is a professor of astronomy."
"You were viewing something through the telescope. You seemed excited."
"We saw two..."
"Yes? The smoke on side of Mount Messiah.
The cabin there is on fire."
"That must be Jeremiah Colby's cabin. It's the only cabin on the mountain. Do you mind if I look through your telescope?"
"No. Oh, go ahead."
"Yeah, I've heard of Colby. He's known as the Hermit of Mount Messiah."
"Do you see the cabin?"
"Yes. Flames are beginning to break through the roof."
"Do you see the murderer?"
"Murderers? What murderers?"
"Two men who shot the Hermit."
"I don't see anyone."
"I saw them shoot the old man, drag him inside. Frank, Professor Rice, saw the same men come out with a small box."
"They opened it and looked at papers. Then I saw smoke coming from a window."
"That's when you arrived, you and the Indian."
"You mean Hermit inside burning cabin?"
"He must be."
"The cabin will burn to the ground long before we can reach it. We're helpless."
"Yes, that's how we felt when the murder was committed.
Even if we'd had guns, we couldn't have helped the poor old man."
"No gun would shoot that far. Otto, you watch the cabin through the telescope.
Uh-huh.
Can you professors describe the gunman?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Here, we've made notes. Here they are.
We've been trained to make accurate observations. Professor Marsh and I have often witnessed and reported the destruction of stars and planets in outer space.
These descriptions should help bring the gunman to justice.
Are you really interested in seeing criminals brought to justice?
Yes, Professor Roscoe. Someday you may learn that I'm on the side of the law.
Strange.
It's your duty to report what you saw of the sheriff in Redville.
I agree.
Well, here are your notes. The sheriff will want them.
We'll start packing our gear at once.
What are you and the Indian going to do?
We'll ride to the cabin and try to find the gunman's trail.
But there's an impassable gorge between this hill and Mount Messiah.
Indians once showed us a secret way across the gorge.
Kimasabi.
Yes, Toto.
Hermit not dead.
What?
Good. Him crawling out of cabin on hands and knees. Looked like him hurt bad.
But he's alive.
Now him far enough, so fire not reach him.
Now there's a reason for us to go there in a hurry. Will you men remain near Redville?
We'll camp south of town, just inside the big woods.
Good.
We'll be around as long as there's any chance that we might help in the capture and punishment of those gunmen.
Then we may meet again. Come on, Toto.
Easy,
steady, big fella.
Easy, fella.
The Lone Ranger and Toto rode hard to an isolated place where they crossed the gorge on a natural bridge made by a peculiar rock formation, then hurried up the side of Mount Messiah. They drew rein and dismounted near the old hermit, who lay face down on the ground a short distance in front of the smoking ruins of his cabin.
He's dead. I don't know how he lived long enough to crawl out of the cabin.
And what we do?
You wrap the body in a blanket and take it into the sheriff in Redville, Tonto. I'll follow the tracks of the men who shot the hermit. I'll meet you in the professor's camp south of town. Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Silver.
It was after dark that evening when the two astronomers entered the sheriff's office in Redville. The man seated in the sheriff's chair said,
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. Are you the sheriff?
No, the sheriff and his deputy had to take some prisoners to the state pen. The jail being empty, the sheriff left me in charge of the office.
Oh, then you're not a real lawman.
Yeah, no, real enough to take complaints. I'm a special deputy, likewise a lawyer. Hamilton Meade's name.
Mr. Meade, we're astronomers. I'm Frank Rice, and this is Roscoe Marsh.
Glad to know you, gentlemen. What's wrong?
We want to report a crime.
Well, go ahead. I'll take your report and refer it to the sheriff when he returns.
Without mentioning the Lone Ranger and Toto, Professor Rice told of the work he and his associate were doing and reported what they had seen through the telescope. Then Professor Marsh handed over his notes. Hamilton Meade read them, then said,
If what you gentlemen say is true, you'd better catch the next train east.
Why?
You're in danger, and you're not armed.
We don't own guns.
All the more reason for you to leave here. Those gunmen will surely try to kill the witnesses to their crime.
They can't possibly know we saw them. We'll stay and testify against them.
Well, now, you wouldn't be allowed to testify regarding anything seen through a telescope or binoculars. It isn't admissible as evidence here.
A stupid ruling.
Gentlemen, you've done all you can by giving me a description of the crooks. I advise you to get back east.
No, Mr. Meade, we'll hold ourselves available. Please tell the sheriff we'll be camped in the woods south of town. He'll find us there if and when he needs us.
Very well. You've been warned.
Yes. Come on, Roscoe.
For a short time after the professors left, the man at the sheriff's desk sat frowning at the paper bearing the description of the crooks. Then he crumpled it and struck a match. He set fire to the paper and watched it burn in an ashtray, then crushed the ashes. A few minutes later, Hamilton Meade heard a rap on the door. He crossed the room, opened the door, and saw an Indian lifting a heavy blanket-wrapped figure from the back of a paint horse.
What goes on?
Me bring dead man. Me carry him inside.
A dead man?
Him Jeremiah Colby.
Hold on. That's the coroner's business.
And it's business of sheriff. Old man murdered.
Murdered?
Him shot.
Put him on that card. Did you kill him?
No. Me not know who kill him. Me find him outside burned cabin.
So that's your story, huh? Well, I think you killed him.
Why you think...
You're covered. Put your hands up.
But you...
Don't reach for your gun.
You not regular, Sheriff.
Nevertheless, I'm arresting you. Now stand still while I take your gun.
No, you not...
Moving with lightning speed, Tonto grasped the wrist of the special deputy and turned the gun.
If you pull trigger now, you shoot yourself.
I'll kill you.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Boxer Ben fights hard and fair, so in the ring you kids beware. He's dynamite because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power.
There he goes.
He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Cheerios, the cereal everybody loves. No other cereal looks like Cheerios. It's shaped like little letter O's. No other cereal tastes like Cheerios. It's the only ready-to-eat cereal with this fresh toasted oat flavor. No other cereal is like Cheerios. You see, Cheerios is made from oats, and every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, the good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. Have Cheerios every morning. Then you'll hear people say...
He's feeling his Cheerios.
To continue. While Hamilton Meade, special deputy, and Tonto struggled for possession of the gun, two men entered the office.
Hey, arrest him!
Boy, stop it!
Hang on, Ham!
Just club him with your gun!
Right!
That should hold a redskin for a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Close the door.
What happened here, Ham?
Hey, what's that on the couch? Looks like a body.
Yes, it is, Hulk. It's the body of Jeremiah Colby.
What?
Oh, it can't be.
I'll take a look.
Holy and I shot Kobe and burned him up inside a shack, just as you told us.
This is the hermit, all right, Hulk.
The Indian found him dead outside his shack. That means we'll have to call his death a murder instead of an accident.
Why were you in the redskin fight?
I was trying to arrest him for the murder. Someone's got to hang for it. Well, take his gun and drag him into the cell before he regains consciousness.
Right. Give me a hand, Polly.
Sure. I hoped you two could steal the old man's bonds and arrange it so as his death would look like an accident.
Did we leave this redskin here on the floor of the cell?
Yeah. Give me his gun.
Sure. Here.
Thanks. Now close and lock the door. When the sheriff returns, I'll charge the Indian with Colby's murder.
Good. Shouldn't be hard to frame an Indian for murder. Hulk and I'll swear we saw him do it.
Did you get Colby's bonds?
Yeah. There's $10,000 worth.
Yeah.
We took them out of the old man's tin box. Here they are.
Colby's name's on them in ink.
I'll take that off with chemicals.
Ham, you're putting them in your pocket.
You two will get your share after I've cashed them.
Now we'd better.
Meanwhile, you have another job to do.
Yeah? What's that?
Get rid of the two men who saw you kill Colby.
No one saw us. We made sure there was no one near his shack on Mount Messiah.
A couple of astronomers saw you through a telescope on Bald Hill.
What?
They gave me written descriptions of you both. I burned the descriptions, but that won't keep them from telling the sheriff what they saw when he returns.
When's he due back in town?
He may be in on tonight's train.
Then we gotta work fast.
I tried to scare those witnesses out of town, but they didn't scare. So now it's up to you.
Where are they?
They're camped in the woods, south of town.
We'll go and shoot them.
Not near town. We don't want any more bodies around.
What's your suggestion, Ham?
Capture them. Take them into the mountains and drop them down an old mine shaft. They don't have guns, so you shouldn't have trouble with them. Now get going.
Mm-hmm.
Later that evening, the two scientists were seated beside their campfire in the woods. As Professor Marsh leaned forward to stir the blazing wood, the killers appeared.
You two, hush your hands.
Why,
you're covered.
Why, you're the men who shot the hermit.
So you do recognize us.
I'd know you anywhere.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot us?
Not if you do as we tell you. Now, mount your horses. You're going for a ride to the mountains.
Stop those guns.
He's masked.
Stop them, I said.
I'll get you.
Struck in the arm by the Lone Ranger's bullet, Polly fired wildly as he staggered and fell. At that instant, Hulk, who had dropped his gun, leaped behind the two astronomers, then disappeared beyond brushwood bordering the camp.
He's escaping.
You're in my line of fire.
Move, Frank.
Too late. He's out of sight. Pitch dark in the woods. Here, take the wounded man's gun.
At least we have one of the murderers.
Murderers?
The men who came here, the ones who killed the hermit.
We'll get the other later. Did you pick up his gun? It's right there.
Yes, yes. I have it.
You better keep close watch while I examine this crook's arm. The man who escaped might have another gun in return.
I'll watch for him.
My shoulder's killing me.
It's not that bad. Lie still while I cut away your sleeve.
Here's our kit of medical supplies.
Oh, thanks.
How did you happen to come here?
I followed the killer's tracks from the hermit's cabin until it became too dark to see the trail.
Easy.
All right. And I came directly here without going through town. When I was near enough to see your fire, I saw the men holding guns on you. So I left Silver a little distance away and moved in. Has Tonto been here?
No, but I'm mighty glad you came. I'm sure those crooks meant to murder us.
Why?
They knew we witnessed their crime.
How did they know it? How did they know where to find you and Rice?
I have no idea.
You tell me, killer.
Who are you to call me a killer? You're nothing but a mask owl hoot.
I'm not a crook.
Well, I'm not talking.
We told no one we witnessed the murder. Except the substitute sheriff.
Substitute sheriff?
Yes. The sheriff was out of town, and a special deputy named Hamilton Meade was taking his place.
Did Meade send you here?
I'm no squealer. I'm not talking.
Very well, I'll find out for myself. Here, Silver. You gentlemen had better tie this crook's hands behind his back and bring him to the sheriff's office. I'll be there waiting for you.
Easy, steady, big fellow. Come, Silver!
In the sheriff's office, Hamilton Meade sat at the desk, glancing from time to time through the door of steel bars into the cell where the Indian prisoner paced back and forth. The coroner had removed the body of the hermit, and now Meade waited, hoping Polly and Hulk would report on their assignment before the sheriff returned. The door was opened suddenly.
What are you holding, Meade? Mashed.
Keep your hands on top of the desk.
Put down that gun.
Not until you're disarmed.
Kimasabi!
Toto! Meade, you have a lot to explain. Raise your hands to shoulder level and stand up slowly. Now take that gun. It'll be safer on the floor in the corner than in your pocket.
You must be a henchman of the Indian murderer.
Murderer?
Kimasabi.
Yes?
When me bring body of hermit here, Meade say me kill him.
What?
Him say me under arrest. Me fight. Then two men come in, knock me out.
Two men, huh?
Them same ones described by astronomer.
I suspected you were working with the killers, Meade. Otto's story confirms it.
Indeed.
Yes, where are the keys to the cell door?
Find them for yourself.
Very well. Now start by looking in your pockets. Stand still and keep your hands high.
Reaching into Meade's coat pocket to search for the key to the cell, the masked man drew out a packet of folded documents. A quick glance showed him the name written on the top one.
Jeremiah Colby. Is this the motive for murdering the old man?
Judge for yourself, mister. I'm not answering questions.
Meade's confidence returned when he saw Hulk appear at the open door behind the masked man's back. Tonto also saw the killer and cried,
Kimasabi, behind you!
I'll get you!
The warning came too late. Charging from the door, Hulk leaped on the masked man's back, reached over his shoulder, grabbed his gun hand, and pulled it overhead.
Good work!
Meade closed in to drive a smashing blow to the Lone Ranger's chin, but at that moment, the masked man flexed his knees, bent forward, and threw Hulk over his head against Meade. Both outlaws fell to the floor, and as they tried to untangle, the Lone Ranger drew both guns and said,
Now we'll have it out.
No, wait, don't shoot!
Then stand close to the cell and keep your hands up. You too, Meade.
Yes, all right. I'm going.
Unlock the door.
Hulk, you fool. Why didn't you shoot him in the back?
I lost my gun the last time I met him.
The last time?
The astronomer's camp. He wounded Polly. I just managed to escape. It was a long time getting out of the woods.
Open that door, Meade. Now you're free, Toto.
My gun here on desk.
me take it.
You two, go into the cell.
Blundering fools.
Close and lock the door, Tonto.
No, wait. We have another prisoner.
His name's Polly.
Sheriff.
Yep. As I got off the train, I met the professors with Polly as a prisoner. They told me the situation and said you were here.
Good.
Get into the cell, Polly.
Here's the key, Sheriff.
I'll lock him in.
Sheriff, I took some bonds from Meade's pocket. They're on your desk. Jeremiah Colby's name is on them.
They're the motive for the murder.
I have no hand in the murder.
Well, you planned it, Meade. The whole thing was your idea. Polly and I didn't even know Colby had all those Civil War bonds.
Polly's already made a statement, Meade. You're in as deep as the others.
Sheriff, you've no further need of Tonto and me.
That's right. Now the law will take charge. You've done your part, and I'm mighty obliged to you.
Come, Tonto. Let me see all of you again.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, Sheriff, that masked man and his friend have earned a substantial reward.
They wouldn't accept one, Professor. I know that for a fact, because I know who the masked man is. I knew as soon as you told me about him that he's the Lone Ranger.
Copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Pendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Boyd. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.